Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Bernie Carbo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Norris. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Wise. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting second. The third baseman, Taylor Duncan. Batting third. The left fielder, Mitchell Page. Batting fourth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Edwards. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Matt Keough. And now, play ball. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manning for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan takes first base on ball four. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Duncan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Revering moves to second. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Revering moves to third. Armas moves to second. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo misplays the ball. That's an error on Picciolo. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kuiper moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keough fields it and throws to second for the out. Kuiper moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Manning moves to second. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallace hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 1 in the game. Page hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keough picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Keough. Thornton moves to third. Carbo moves to second. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander is walked intentionally. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering fields it and throws to second for the out. Thornton scores. Carbo moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carbo scores. Norris moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards misplays the ball. That's an error on Edwards. Norris moves to third. Kuiper moves to second. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Edwards fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Revering for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. Essien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Duncan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carbo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Adams pinch hits for Rob Picciolo. Mike Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Armas moves to second. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kuiper scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Adams now playing second base. Mike Edwards now playing shortstop. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Alexander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Duncan is called out on strikes. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-2 in the game. Page hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-3 in the game. Manning bunts towards the mound. Keough fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Verizer moves to second. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grubb bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Verizer moves to third. Manning moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verizer scores. Manning scores. Grubb moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Rick Langford now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-0, Indians. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carbo hits a fly ball into right field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Edwards fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Norris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alexander moves to second. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Edwards fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Revering for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-2 in the game. Essien hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Armas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Gross pinch hits for Mike Edwards. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Gross now playing third base. Taylor Duncan now playing shortstop. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-0, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a line drive towards short. Duncan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Thornton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carbo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. Steve McCaddy now pitching. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alexander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thornton scores. Carbo moves to second. It's 10-0, Indians. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Norris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carbo scores. Alexander moves to third. It's 11-0, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duncan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy pinch hits for Joe Wallace. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-3 in the game. Page hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Verizer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy now playing center field. Jeff Newman now playing first base. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Manning hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell is called out on strikes. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Horton reaches second base with a double. Miguel Delone pinch runs for Willie Horton. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Delone scores. It's 11-1, Indians. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 3 in the game. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Glenn Burke pinch hits for Tony Armas. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.